But first, I want to give you a Widows of Weasels. Here's what you play for this week. $100 New Jersey Lottery tickets. Play the New Jersey Lottery X Games today. You can win multiplier instant game cash prize 5, 10, 20, even 50 times. Mm. Give your dreams a chance. I got a pair of tickets. Phillies versus the Mets. Tuesday, April 29th, 7:05. Great seats. It is, are you ready, Al? Hatfield Dollar Dog Night.
There you go. That's that college night.
There's a lot of women running around that night. Go to Phillies.com for tickets. Also, I got a copy of it. We had Kevin Hart on for this, Al. It's our Ride Along. The Blu-ray combo pack is out now. Stars Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. It's a phenomenal movie available now on Blu-ray. We're going to give you a copy of that. We also have a copy of the book, The Wawa Way, by former Wawa President CEO Howard Steckel. I am in the book. Ah. I'm in the book Saving the Wawa Corporation by telling them that their coffee cup was smelly. Mm-hmm. All right? And I have a commemorative WIP morning show Wawa 50th anniversary travel mug with 5 coupons for free 16-ounce coffee. That free coffee this week, was that fun?
You should do that every day.
That was a party. I love that stuff. Winner of the week. This is what you got to beat to get that whole package. There's no way to beat it. All right, Al? There's no way to beat it. And Hollis is the judge. Ken Giles is the winner of the week. Ken Giles is the immovable force of professional baseball. Do you need to hear his current numbers as the closer at Reading?
Give it to him.
7 innings pitched. 1 hit. 1 hit in 7 innings pitched. 0 earned runs. 16 strikeouts.
We're giving the winner of the week to a minor league ball player?
16 strikeouts.
What the hell are you doing?
In 7 innings.
Is this Triple A?
Al, Joe, can I have the champ back there? Al, 7 innings.
What the hell are you doing?
16 strikeouts.
Not even the top level of minor league
ball. It's Reading. It's Double A.
We're going to the outlets.
Ken Giles. We had Ruben Amaro this week, and Ruben was gushing. And I went, Rube, thinking of maybe bringing him up? You know what he said? Damn right I am, big guy. So damn right I am going to bring up Kenny Giles.
Where is
Wouldn't
he?
Surprise me if Kenny Giles joins the team on the West Coast trip.
That's maybe right. Papelbon was listening.
Well, maybe he was. Maybe that's why he fought.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I might know why he threw that, blew him away on 16 pitches.
Ken Giles is your winner of the week. I scoured America.
And you landed in.
And I landed in Reading. Kenny Giles, my friend. Good luck trying to beat that one. My Weasel of the week. All right, this it kind of ties into what really was funny yesterday at the ballpark. All right, Al, 5th inning, no score. All right,
there's a lot of that.
Ryne Sandberg, there's a very close play at second. The ump rules safe. It's a Braves guy, right? Sandberg goes out. It's now a locked in ritual. The manager goes out to buy time while the Phillies video people look at the video and decide what to do. Right, so Sandberg's walking real slow out to second base.
It's unbelievable.
The whole thing is so stupid. Right? This whole system is embarrassing. All right, he walks out real slow. He gets out. He turns around. He's watching Boa. Boa's on a phone. Right. First of all, it is not exciting TV action. Right? I'm watching Larry Boa on the phone and Sandberg waiting for the signal. But this, they can't tell. All right? So Boa hangs the phone up. He turns back and he just puts his two hands
shrug your
up
shoulders,
like,
yeah.
He goes, I don't know. Now, I got Ryne Sandberg actually described what was going on. Here's Sandberg.
That's not what I was looking for. That's a new sign that he just threw in at a moment where he just said, I don't know. I just looked up at the scoreboard and saw 5th inning and the way that AJ was pitching in a 0-0 game. If it's inconclusive, you know, let's take a shot right there. I looked back at him and then he wouldn't even look at me. So I don't, he wasn't much help.
That was the funniest Sandberg's been so far. It was funny to watch live on TV. Sandberg made the right decision. What I think happened is after Larry hung the phone up, there was a different angle. There was a real slow-mo angle, really close where you could see. I think it was Simmons, went beyond the bag, and there was a moment where he took his hand off, put it back on. That's when they applied the tag. He was out. Sandberg made the good challenge. Later in the game, he pinch hit Ryan Howard against a lefty, really bizarre. I'm loving what I'm seeing from Sandberg. He is not a robot. This is a thinking man's manager.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure about the roster.
I have issues with the entire replay in all of sports right now.
Right. Okay, I'm with you. But that is why my weasel of the week is the commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig.
Who announced
that so far the review system they're using has worked remarkably well.
Yes.
And it has not. The day he said that out was the day the Phillies challenged the block of home plate, and they missed the call and had to announce that they blew it the next day. I mean, you can't screw this up any more than Major League Baseball has so far.
No.
And their Mr. Magoo commissioner goes, let me tell you, this has been remarkable so far. My God, how well this is working. And every day they screw a player.
Yep.
I mean, now the guy, this Bud Selig, right? I don't want to get personal, right? But of all the people running leagues in all the years I follow this stuff,
yeah,
he is nowhere near the top in intellect.
Did you see the Forbes story on his net worth?
What's he worth?
$385 million.
Oh, you can't be serious.
$385 million.
Boys and girls, there's hope for all of you. Bud Selig, working an IQ of about 70, is worth all that money. So there's a shot for you, too. Winner of the week. That's a good weasel, right?
It's
a very good weasel. Yeah. My winner of the week, Ken Giles. I'm sensing from my co-host here, I may have a weakness on my winner.
How many pitches did you actually see of this?
I saw him throw right on the, I saw on the video. It's either one or two. I think two. No more than that. That's the limit. But, hey. Al, those numbers speak for themselves. Seven innings, one hit, 16 strikeouts. Yes. What else do you need to see? So anyway, that's where we are. Get on board. You have a chance at all those. If you call now, 888-729-9494, you will get on. Pound 94.95, your AT&T, Verizon cell phone.